Who knew? I sure didn't. And I didn't know whether to be relieved or just more stressed. I didn't find out until I got there and took my jacket off and sat down. If you're going for a stress test, you can't consume any caffeine within 24 hours of the test, and no food within the last 7 hours. Now, you know, I didn't want a stress test anyway, and I didn't get one. Yay! They sent me home. You should have seen the look on their face when they asked me if I'd had any caffeine recently. Matter-of-factly, I said, well, yes, about 9:30 a.m. They asked, yesterday? No, today. Their eyes got as big as saucers. You'd have thought I just told them I'd seen a ghost standing behind them. I'm not sure if they were that surprised. They just realized they were going to get to go home early now that their appointment had just been canceled. Probably the latter. I don't think I like stress tests. In fact, I've been stressed ever since I got the appointment for the stress test. I woke up at 3:15 this morning and then sat in my living room chair playing solitaire on my phone. In fact, I'm pretty sure I don't like stress tests. You see, I had one when I was about 35 years old. I boo-bopped into the test room and noticed a treadmill. I thought, nothing of it. I can do a treadmill. All I have to do is walk a little bit. Little did I know. The techs take this stress test by treadmill stuff seriously. First, they come out from that back room all dressed in black, wearing black ball caps with a skull and crossbones on them, heavy gold chains, and some sort of a big medallion hanging on it. No, I'm just making that last part up. But I am serious about how serious they implement their stress tests, and they don't tell you anything beforehand. You just plopped on the machine, and they push the button and crank that mother up, full speed and full incline. That's about when they look at each other, wink, and start giggling. Okay, I made that stuff up, too. But who's to say they don't wink and giggle? Man, my eyes and concentration are glued to the stupid handlebars as I'm fighting for my life trying to stay aboard the thing. I was at the hospital 4 days ago, registering for this stress test and paying my copay when the receptionist kindly told me about her recent stress test experience. As she finished telling me, she added, I thought I was going to die. And this was an employee of the hospital. Lots of support and understanding there. I don't know. I suppose I asked for this. At my last doctor's appointment, I told my doctor that I thought I occasionally might have a chest pain at various times. In retrospect, I'm sure it was just gas. Yeah, that was it. I'm sure. He said, Paul, let's send you for a stress test. And wouldn't you know it, I haven't had any gas pains in my chest ever since I made the appointment. All good now. So, long story short, I didn't want a stress test anyway, and I didn't get one. Trouble is, I'm on the board to have a stress test tomorrow morning. 7 a.m., be there at 6:30 a.m. I don't do mornings. Plus, I can't have any coffee. I really don't want to do this. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.